Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why land flipping really works. It's cheap, fast, and you don't need to leave your computer. Boy, there's a lot of other things I have to say about why this really works too, but those are some really, that's the title anyway. Mm-hmm. Jill, great show today. Before we start, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Richard from Seattle asks, I'm doing my due diligence, but what I'd really like to find are those properties that are off market. where do we begin looking for those types of deals?
Richard, that's exactly what we teach. We teach this, all types of real estate, not just land. You orchestrate and implement a very well thought out and methodical direct mail campaign to send offers to people who own real estate for less than the market value. And you wait to see what comes back. And we've been doing it for so many years that I can pretty much tell you what's, you know, where you're doing it and why and what the numbers look like before you send it out. So to find there's two or three places on the planet to find great off-market deals. Number one is through a direct mail campaign. And I'm not talking about sending it to people who just have back tax property or any of that stuff, because that market can get a little bit saturated. I'm talking about sending it to everybody just to see if that day they decided to sell the property and all of a sudden your offer came into the mail. That's my favorite. It always has been. There's no replacement for a great direct mail campaign. Another place that you can find great off-market, super undervalued property is through tax liens and tax deeds. Those sales are still very alive and well. And you see some of that stuff on late night television, and I'll tell you, it works. You know, it might not work to get a Ferrari or whatever they're hawking on those TV shows, but buying property, you can buy a house for $5,000 or $6,000 worth of back taxes if you know how to work the system. People do it all the time, every single day. Mm-hmm. So that's a great off-market situation. And then there's a lot of large corporations, not a lot, but several large corporations. I talk about this in our program, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Where that have a ton of property laying around that they just want to get rid of it. If you scour the internet and work or buy our program, one of our programs, it explains all of that. So, but you're on the right track. That's the right first question to ask. Where do you find off-market deals? I know where you don't find them, and everybody looks there first. Go ahead, Jill.
Well, is it my favorite one?
Yes.
Driving for dollars.
It's that. That's that. That's one of them.
There's like four. Are you saying MLS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that. The MLS cracks me up.
I know. Because that is the market. It's not off-market. You want to hit them before they get there.
I'm reading a book called Get There First for all people in real estate. That if you didn't get there first, then you're kind of wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And if the property's in the MLS and it's all polished up and there's pictures of it and stuff, somebody else got there first. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bank did if they're foreclosing on it. Maybe a real estate agent more likely got there first, but it wasn't you. So you can make 7,000 offers and properties in the MLS and maybe get one.
Right.
It's a lot of work. Exactly. Our way's better.
It's true.
Don't even get me started on driving for dollars.
I know.
Any of that stuff. Or bandit signs. Somebody brought that up recently.
I know.
You know those little signs where you're stopping and waiting at a red light and it says, we buy ugly houses or some silliness?
Right. Can you imagine driving around with our car with a bandit sign on it? Like I buy ugly land, like slapped on the back of my car.
There's a lot of people that take a kind of a cute approach to this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just be professional about it.
Right. I agree.
I'd like to buy your property for $32,000 next week.
Right.
I have cash and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to, I'm sorry to waste your time. Have a good life. Because I just sent out 5,000 other offers just like this one, and lots of people are going to call me back.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know what's really great too, Stephen? You touched on something fantastic. That happens to me all the time that I have to tell people, I'm not making it up. are you interested or not? Because I'm going to move down the list. I actually have a lot of acquisitions that I'm working with. And it's kind of like dating. You want to be, you want to be honest and upfront. And that's what I do. And I'm like, hey, here's the deal. Happy to buy this from you. Happy to date you. You're not the only one. Just kidding. But you know what? You know what I mean? My friend last night said, Jill, it was last night, by the way. She actually pulled me aside and said, Jill, I think I'm ready to up my numbers.
What prompted that?
She finally closed the door on this relationship that was just was like, I don't know. It was just never ending. And she finally kind of decided, all right, I really got to let
this. What pushed her over the edge?
She just got tired of it, I think. It was just not going anywhere.
Oh, I bet that she was talking to somebody that was much more interesting.
No, she was talking to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. Somebody more interesting.
Thank you. No, she and I were having a chat and some dinner. And she said, Jill, I think I didn't say this on her own. She brought that up and I said, good for you. And I'm just the wingman to help.
Excellent.
So we won't go any further there. Anyway.
I'd love to go further there. Yeah, no. I don't want to talk about land flipping and why it works.
You want to talk about me being a wingman?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what everybody else wants to hear, too.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, you can spend a minute on being a wingman. I'm a pretty good wingman.
What's a good wingman?
I stand there and help the conversation flow. And I bring it back to my friend and how awesome she is. And it's good stuff. You know, we all laugh. Have a good time.
You have a really, really good talent, Jill, for making things incredibly vague.
Thank you.
I don't know where it comes from. I've thought about it a lot.
Oh.
Instead of just saying, this is what you got to do to be a great wingman, you do X, Y, and Z. Make sure you avoid this, 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 and this.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. All right, you want more? I want to be less vague? Okay.
And set it up for us.
Okay.
So this girl is, I don't know what. It doesn't matter. She's late 30s, early 40s.
No, the point is, I'm a good wingman because I know what she's looking for. Number one. We have had detailed conversations, and I know what she likes and what she doesn't like. Mm-hmm. Down to height. We talk about height. We talk about, were they ever been married before? We talk about, you know, do they like dogs? I mean, seriously.
Great. All right. This is the detail we need.
Right? I do my homework for my friend. And I'm like, okay, give it to me now, and I'm going to help you. And because, you know, we all have a pretty good idea of who we want to be with. It's easy to say, I just want someone who's not crazy. Well, we all want that.
Right.
But there's more to it than that.
Right.
So, you know, what are you attracted to? You know, what do they travel? Are they physically active or do they like, what else do you want? So I know that. So when we walk into a place, an establishment, I'm actually scouting the room before she is, and kind of, cause she's got a height thing. So that's kind of easy to do. I can kind of go look, scan the room, and then I can kind of point out, I did like last night. I pointed out a couple options for her and said, what about that? What about that? What about that?
Did you walk up to these guys and just say, hey,
actually one of them approached us on their own, which I was even more impressed because one of the things that she likes is confident people. So this person, obviously, this person had the height and they had the confidence and they approached us. And then there were other things that I picked up on that she didn't pick up. I'm like, Kelly, the guy has a dog, you know, and a few things like that. Like, you're in there, you know, and the guy hikes. I mean, so there's some good things in there. So anyway, do you want to know more? Is that it?
Yeah, no, I want to hear more without using people's names. Oh, I don't know if you're doing that. I mean, I know you're doing that.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Oops. Okay. So anyway, well, I just kind of help the conversation and I help her leave when it's appropriate because you don't want to be there too long.
Okay.
What?
This is hilarious.
You think I'm kidding?
No, this is hilarious.
Is this good for information?
Guys need to know this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is really good stuff to know.
Okay. Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Okay. So this ding dong was doing fantastic. Really liked him. Thought this was great. My friend was interested. All the good signs. His other friends were a little weird, but this guy was good. Okay, we like that. Well, he went to the bar to get us fresh drinks and got
waylaid at the bar because some other girl started to talk to him. And instead of saying, hey, nice to, you know, we've been talking for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, thank you, you know, da, 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 and coming back, he was hung at the bar for a little bit.
Maybe he found a better one.
Maybe he did. That's okay. That was our exit.
Yeah.
And we ducked out. So it's fine. But he's got her number, so we'll see.
Okay, good. That's good. Good wingman good stuff, I guess. It's not talk why about off topic. Really works at all. But
I know. Anyway, where were we? All right, I'll bring it in. Why land flipping really works. Sorry. Okay, you can do as many as you want. There's a couple things that I wrote down, and I love it. You can do. We have members that are happy doing a couple a month. Some are happy doing a couple a week. We have members that are doing one a day, you know, and I love that. And this works. You can dial it up, dial it down, whatever. What do you have to say about that?
I think land flipping really, really works because it's from a time consumption standpoint, the way that we teach it, it is very, very, very easy to send out a ridiculous amount of offers in the mail. Field the calls that come back, pick the absolute best ones without ever leaving your computer. And in some cases, just hire a photographer to go get pictures. But it works so well because there's such a wealth of information on the internet that it's just easy to do. I think when you line it up against, let's say, house flipping or anything that you would buy and sell, even cars, as silly as that sounds, we have a lot of members. We have several members who flip cars and want to get into flipping real estate, and they're not part of our group now. Mm-hmm. And why land is different than all of those other product types is that you have to touch the product, deal with the product, improve the product. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on when you buy a house that not in any way goes on with land. You don't have to change any of your utilities over. You don't have to have the car inspected and do all, you know, there's just, I hope I'm making my point. Land flipping really, really works because there's a piece of property out there somewhere, probably not in the same state that you're in, that you know that you purchased for half of what it's worth, at least, maybe more, maybe less than what it's worth, just by looking around on the internet and seeing what everything else is selling for in the area. So if you're organized and motivated and you're committed, land flipping really works because it'll reward you. Mm-hmm. There's only so many cars that you can look at in an hour. You know, there's only so many houses that you can review from an asset standpoint and really realize what's, you know, what you're going to do. So it's, you know, I'm not going to use the word scalable because it's not the correct way to use that word, but it's very accomplishable.
Right.
And realistic to do a lot of deals pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Especially with, you know, when you get to the point where Jill and I are, you have the people, you have good people surrounding you. There's very little work to do that's involved.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I like, it is inexpensive, and that's one of the things that I talk to people about a lot. They're worried about acquisition funds and those costs. And you really can start with a small budget and quickly grow it. You have $500, all right, you can work with that, you know, kind of thing for your acquisition budget. Right, Stephen?
And yeah, I mean, think of it this way, and I've done this several times just to make a point. You start with $500. Don't quit your job. Pay your bills like you've always been paying, but you start with $500 and you double it, so now you have $1,000. You take the original $500 and put it back wherever you got it, and so now you're with $500 that's all margin. You double it again, double it again, double it again. It doesn't take very long to do math on that before you have a pretty substantial amount of money to deal with. So
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, but you have to be committed and really stick to a schedule and the whole thing, just like anything else. You're going to be rewarded if you're that kind of person. Mm-hmm. If you think you're doing it because it's easier, and it is a lot easier for my personality type, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But if you, like I said, if you have a commitment, you got a calendar in front of you, I think it's a very viable option.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you brought up another thing too earlier that you don't need to leave your computer. And that's one of the things I love about this. And I think that's what a lot of people, I know a lot of people are in this business with us because they want to travel. They don't want to be tied to a certain city,
right,
or, you know, whatever it is. They want to have that flexibility. They don't have to go show up to an office basically every
right.
day. And it's, and there's not an inventory, like you said. I don't have to make sure, you know, we have enough widgets to ship out, you know, kind of thing. People love that. And I love your quote years ago, the buying land and shipping paper.
Buying dirt and shipping paper.
You know, Stephen, you came up with that, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever. So, I mean, realistically, could I do this from another country? Yeah, I might spend a little bit of postage mailing it from somewhere if I'm really right there.
It's a bunch of members doing it.
Right, but I could, I mean, or I have someone here that mails things out for me. I mean, for the mailers, they come from the States anyway. That's a no-brainer. But for the actual doing the little deeds, maybe I'm doing my deeds for myself and I'm somewhere else. I can do that. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy. So yeah, and we have a number, like you said, we have a number of members who are, that's another thing. They already are in other countries and it's not, you know, this is something they can do that makes sense from, you know, Thailand, you know.
Right, literally.
Exactly. So, and who doesn't feel safe about owning property? I mean, it's one of the things that, gosh, it's going to be there tomorrow, you know, and you don't have to think about it. The market's not going to fluctuate like a stock market thing, you know, it's not going to change. My property value is not going to fluctuate as much overnight as anything. I mean, can you think of anything?
That was one of the things that I did a very large deal early on and I outlaid a ton of cash. I did exactly what I just described before. I doubled my money and accumulated a bunch of money. And then a deal fell in my lap because of a mailer that I did. And it was expensive. You know, it was at the time it was extremely expensive. I think I had to write an $80,000 or $90,000 check. Well, long story short, I turned that into almost $700,000 pretty quickly in about 6 or 7 months after that. But man, one of the things that I convinced myself and said over and over and over again while I was writing that check, as hard as it was back then, was, hey, the worst thing that happens, I end up with a bunch of real estate free and clear. So how bad can that be? And so fortunately, I did everything right in the early on. And that's what we teach with our members, too. We try not to let people make bad decisions at all. In fact, I'm trying to think of one, if anybody's made any type of real big bad decision. And I can't think of one.
No, you're right.
I can't think of anybody in Success Plant that says, boy, I really messed this up.
That's true. You're right. It's good.
So, yeah, it's just.
Do you know what's funny about that? The only thing I see in Success Plant sometimes is people are like, getting a little like, I want to make 8 times what I bought. And you're good at piping in and going, let's double and triple our money and get out, guys. It's okay.
It's so easy to try to maximize value on every deal. And then you just sit there and never get anything done.
Right.
Because doubling it and tripling it's not enough for a lot of people.
Right.
They want to buy it for $100 and sell it to $14,000.
Right.
Which is very possible. Right. You should give yourself about 7 years to do that on one deal.
Exactly.
Instead of 3 weeks.
Right.
Triple your money in 3 weeks or 8 times your money in 9 years.
Let's think.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. You're cracking me up with this wingman stuff.
I know. Why did you ask more?
Because it's so much more interesting than land. It really is. And I think I speak for the vast majority of our listeners.
You know, I like socializing. It's no secret. I like talking to people. I have so much fun. And I like talking to new people. I really do. I have so much fun, like with our new members, getting to talk to them. Like I just talked to Brandon a little while ago and I know Brandon listens. So hi, Brandon.
Oh, good.
So I love getting to know new people and you know, what's going on with them. And, you know, it's just fun for me. And then when I get to follow their successes and everything, it's just awesome. So, the whole wingman thing with Kelly or nobody. Anyway, my fun with my friend, it's just fun stuff. It's all good. I love it.
Good. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.